Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Our big step at midnight tonight into the first stage of COVID-19 recovery is a great sign for Timmins Mayor George Peary. It's also a chance to urge continued safety precautions, which he says will be with us for a while.
We don't want this to happen again. We can't afford it. It's just great news, and let's keep the momentum going and make sure that this doesn't happen to us again, and in fact, have everybody involved with that proactive process.
Peary foresees the start of everyone's school or work day involving rapid testing for coronavirus. Underlining the fact that Stage 1 is only a partial reopening, Municipal Clerk Steph Palmiter says City of Timmins bylaw enforcement officers will continue to be vigilant and diligent on COVID-19 restrictions.
We will be continuing to inspect the businesses that are open and making sure that they're complying with capacity limits established for this stage as well, 25% capacity for essential businesses and 15% for other businesses.
City Hall reopens to the public tomorrow morning at 8:30 with limits on how many customers are allowed inside to do business at the service counters. Well, the math from the Porcupine Health Unit might look wonky to you, but there is an explanation. Adding 12 new COVID-19 cases, 9 on the coast and 3 in Timmins, should not add up to 2001. PHU explains, though, that it has done what it calls a data cleaning. That's a review to ensure that all information is correct. That's where the extra 11 come from. Emergency medical technicians, you know them as paramedics, are a big part of the COVID-19 vaccination effort in our region. Cochrane District EMS Deputy Chief Mark Renault says his team gives support to clinics by providing people qualified to give needles. And it's been operating pop-up and drive-through vaccination clinics in parking lots.
The more vaccines we get in arms, the sooner out of our emergency, and it'll prevent us from going back into an emergency.
Those outdoor clinics have all been in Timmins so far, but Renault says one is planned for Kapuskasing. He's hopeful of staging them in other communities too. Finally this afternoon, the Foliette area is known for its white moose. Now a photo on Facebook portrays a hairless moose. MNRF outreach specialist Michelle Novak says the condition is caused by winter tick infestation. The moose grooms and licks excessively, losing its hair.
These effects can kill moose, especially during March to April, as the moose's energy supplies dwindle at the end of the winter and the potential for hypothermia rises in the spring.
Novak points out that winter ticks pose a negligible risk to humans. The average infestation on a moose is 3,800 ticks. The highest ever recorded in Ontario is 82,000. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.